listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G. Obviously saying, get over here. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul gonna say, finish him, and let's get a little bit excited for the Mortal Kombat 2 trailer, I think?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Yeah, I think so, right?
Although, yeah. I will note, how many good quotes are there in Mortal Kombat you can do? It's like, get over here and finish him, and then... fight, and that's
I mean, your soul is mine, Shang Tsung.
Oh,
no, I guess you could think of.
Okay, you did a good one right there. That's fine.
That's
a
good one.
And then all I think is like NBA Jam. He's on fire, and boom, shakalaka. Which I mean, if
boom.
They edit those noises into Mortal Kombat, I think that'd be even better. That'd be fucking fantastic. Great. Anyway,
that guy's still around, the NBA Jam guy. Like you can pay him to do reads and he'll do it in the NBA Jam voice. At least that's, I know, fun. A couple years ago that was still a thing. So
we are way off track right now, but I do also want to mention I've been watching a lot of Borderlands 2 players recently, and I love the fact that the psycho character Krieg is the character that will both quote NBA Jam by going "He's on fire," and also "From Hell's Heart I Stab at Thee" from I believe Moby Dick. Like, one character says both. I'm like, wow, that is a diverse range. But anyway.
That is range, yes.
Mortal Kombat 2. Let's get back to that. So,
I mean, you got me on a tangent now, too, because you're saying range, and I'm thinking NBA Jam three-pointers on fire now. So, anyway, back to Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat 2. So, the new trailer came out just recently, and it focused very heavily on Johnny Cage, who will be played by the phenomenal Carl Urban. We will be talking about him soon in another movie.
He's everywhere, and I love him. He's everywhere, great. And I fucking love him.
He earned my respect between Bones in the Star Trek movies and then Judge Dredd in Dredd. And he is just, like, everything he's in, he commits to it and he gets in. So he looks like he's playing the dumb, goofy, past his prime 80s action star. The Jean-Claude Van Damme type, to a T here. It looks great. But it's him dropped into the actual Mortal Kombat world where everyone else already knows the rules of Mortal Kombat. And okay, so they did that plot line already in the very first Mortal Kombat movie way back in the day. But this is a new continuity, and I think if you're going to redo it again, Carl Urban's the way to go for that.
Yeah, I'm down. I mean, he brings it. He looks like he's going to have fun. He's fit enough where I could believe he's an aged Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
I could buy that. Like, I mean, we'll see how some of the stunts look in the movie if they look a little too extreme. But it's a Mortal Kombat movie, man. You're going to have people throwing fucking spears out of their hands and, you know, biting people's heads off and shit. Like, suspend your disbelief a little bit.
Well, that was what I liked about the first Mortal Kombat movie of this set, is the fact that, yes, it's telling the same story we already saw from the 1990s movies, but it's doing it with a hard R rating. And yeah, that first movie was very hard R, and I appreciate that, because that's what these movies are supposed to be. You get your bone crunch cam, you get your awful gore, you get your over-the-top violence. Like, that first movie delivered on basically every front. It was what most Mortal Kombat fans wanted. I don't even consider myself a fan, and I'm like, yeah, that was pretty fun.
That felt true to, like, the game when it first came out. It was like that game with all the blood and, like, you know, the blood codes and all that. Like, they really got back to the roots of, like, how brutal can we make shit.
Yeah, which was fun because it's done in live action. I mean, if you pay attention, they have a whole direct-to-video series of animated versions of these movies that are basically telling the same story, because Mortal Kombat's been recycling the same story for 30 fucking years now. But it's nice to see it in live action with big budget and good cast, and I mean, the production values on this, even though you know it's filmed in front of green screens for a huge portion of it, looks really good. It looks like a good movie from a production standpoint.
Yeah, and I'm feeling like we're going to get some attachment to some of these characters and not just Johnny. Like, you know, like, we're going to... Scorpion's coming back. I'm excited to see him, you know, and his little arc that we'll get in there. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited. You know, the kid in me loves this shit. What can I say? Like, I'm... you make this bloody enough and crazy enough and throw Mortal Kombat on it, like, I'm in. It's the same thing with, like, Godzilla. You know, you slap that name on something with enough kaiju, like, I'll go see it. So this should be a lot of fun to watch. At the very least.
And I, as you said, they have, like, some of the more important characters that most people will actually recognize, like Shao Kahn, and I'm sure the Goro will show up because the big fucking dude again, and all of that shit. You, like, even if some of these guys have died in a previous movie, they'll come back again because it's Mortal Kombat. They die every game, and they come back again somehow.
I think we even get, like, a touch of Kano here for a second, too. Like, someone sits up, and they have a missing eye with a goatee.
Laser
I'm like,
beam.
I'm like, is that fucking Kano? Like,
didn't
so,
he just
like...
die?
Yeah, like, it looks like it's going to be some fun shit. Like, you know, you got katanas in there, you got Baraka with his claws, you know, I'm sure we'll see, you know, Reptile in some form or something. It's going to be a fun movie.
Katana uses fans, right?
Yeah, Melina's the one with the size.
So neither of them use katanas. What the fuck is that?
I can't believe I just knew that. Anyway.
It's okay. I knew. I followed you with it. And I'm like, and then what does Jade use?
I think Jade just uses like her fists or like a staff. So. I think she has
a staff. Yeah. That's it right there. Yeah. It's they were all palette swaps. It was fine. At least we're getting different people for these now. Like, no, but it's dumb. There's a giant cast of characters and they all get to die and come back to life over and over. And like, I don't think anyone cares because as long as you get extreme gore and violence, that's all Mortal Kombat needs to be.
Exactly. So, you know, I'll see this one in the theater. I'm excited for it. We'll chat some more about it when we watch it. But the trailer's got me pretty hyped. Like, well, this should be a good one.
Should be a good one. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G saying, he's on fire. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Hey, your buddy Mike the Ghoul saying, from downtown, get over here.
Would that be a skull that you're throwing, like, on fire?
Yeah, you know, swish.
Yeah, exactly.
Follow through.
We will see you all next time.